From the studios at Boise State Public Radio, I'm Gemma Gaudette. This is Idaho Matters. Last month, the Idaho Department of Health and Welfare announced that a deadly mushroom had been found growing under an oak tree in a Boise neighborhood. And people who know mushrooms say there will be more of them. And this mushroom can be deadly if eaten. A member of the Southern Idaho Mycological Association found the death cap mushroom, and the group is now on a mission to educate people on how to spot them so you can protect yourselves and dogs, which often eat anything they find on the ground. So joining us today is the head of the group, Krista Wilmorth. Krista, thanks for coming on the program. Oh, Krista, are you with us?
I am, yes.
Okay, perfect. Okay. So, Krista, a member of your group, as I mentioned, found this death cap mushroom. Can you tell us about that?
Oh, yes, yes. Thank you for having me here. I
Absolutely.
Didn't catch the intro.
Oh.
Yeah. So, we were at our regular monthly meeting of the Southern Idaho Mycological Association last fall in September. And at our meetings, we like to, as curious people wanting to identify the different mushrooms that are out there, she had been out on a walk and found a new to her mushroom and brought it into our meeting because at our meetings, we usually have a time where any fresh mushrooms that people have collected, we can take a look at and help people identify. And she had initially taken a look at its outside features, the morphological features, we say, and come up with the initial identification of Amanita phalloides. And bringing it into the meeting, to our knowledge, that had not been found in Idaho up to that time, or even this far inland. It's okay. Been primarily on the east and the west coasts. And so it was a bit of a surprise. And but we had been told by experts in our club who'd been teaching us all along, you know, original people who were there from the original start of the club back in 1976, I think. And over time, they had been warning us that this mushroom may be moving into our area because it comes in on, it lives on the roots of various broadleaf trees that come in and are imported from, first came in from Europe. That's where it is native to. And
so, Krista, can, I don't mean to cut you off, but I do you to describe for people what this mushroom looks like, if you can.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. It is a very striking mushroom. It's your classical mushroom shape. So if you think of like your button mushroom from the store or your portobello, it's that shape. It's got the cap and the stem, but it's also got a greenish gray metallic almost cap on it. And it's very striking. It can also be white or lighter in color, especially as it ages. It might be kind of yellow. But the very distinctive thing about this mushroom and the whole genus that it arrives in or that it lives in, Amanita, is that it will also have a, if you kind of dig down a little bit to the base of the mushroom, it will be growing out of a cup or a sac, and there'll be some like tissue that's left over from when the mushroom is first growing. It'll almost look like an egg because there will be a veil of tissue over the entire mushroom, and then the mushroom pops out of that. So it'll leave a distinctive kind of cap, tissue caps, which is why when you're looking for this one, you want to get down to the bottom of the cap.
And we don't want to scare anyone, but I mean, we do need to say that this mushroom can be deadly for people and potentially for dogs, correct?
Absolutely. Yes. It's the most common deadly toxic mushroom poisoning. It's the one that causes the most deadly poisoning. Let me say it that way.
Okay. So then what if you accidentally, you know, let's say you pick one and you accidentally eat one, or maybe your dog's out in the yard, right? And they accidentally eat one. What should people do?
Oh, well, so it is likely that, or not, it is possible that a dog, could go out and eat mushrooms. That does happen. And mm-hmm. there are, in that case, what you want to do is preserve a sample of the mushroom if you can, at all, you know, all possibility, as much of the mushroom as you can get. Even if the animal or the, you know, the person has vomited up some of it, even that is helpful, and get pictures, because then you're going to call for, you know, animals, you would call the ASPCA poison mm-hmm. Control, and they'll get you connected with experts in whatever area you're in. And then the same for a human, you'd call poison control.
Okay. So then what should someone do if they find what they think is a death cap mushroom? Because your group does think we're going to see more of this in Boise, in the Treasure Valley, just because of how it moves around on trees and things like that.
Yeah. So, what we'll be looking for probably is closer to the fall, after good warm weather and particularly good rains. So we would need some moisture mm-hmm. when it shows up in good numbers, like down in the Bay Area of California. It's usually after quite a bit of rain. And last summer we had that long hot stretch, and then had some heavy rains, and that's when it appeared. Yeah. So if you're walking along and you think you find a mushroom, most mushrooms that you're going to find in your yard, I want to assure people, are just doing their thing. They may be helpful for your yard or your trees, but these ones we do want to be looking out for. So please, if you find them, you don't need to be worried about picking it up and touching the mushroom. That's okay. Not going to poison you. You have to ingest it for that to happen. But if you think you found it, collect the whole mushroom and dispose of it in the trash. We'll be working on as this comes out, you know, this is kind of new, and I would mm-hmm. like to start doing things like the Vancouver Mycological Society has done, where they have they've partnered with some city organizations to try and kind of map where it is.
Gotcha.
Yeah. So that would be good to know, because we do want to pluck those out and at least if they're in areas where, you know, a child or someone is, or an animal is potentially going to be able to get into those.
Yeah. Well, Krista, I really appreciate you talking to us about this today and letting us know about this, since, you know, it's here in Boise. So we've been talking with Krista Wilmore. She is president of the Southern Idaho Mycological Association, talking about a death cap mushroom that was found in Boise. Now, you can see a picture of it on our website. Krista's organization has given us one. So we will put that up on our website, boisestatepublicradio.org, so you know what to look for if you see something in your yard. Krista, thank you so much for your time today. Really appreciate it.
Yeah, you're so welcome. Thank you for having me.
Absolutely. Coming up tomorrow on Idaho Matters, we'll look at both abortion laws and the race for governor through a historical lens, and we'll find out if the past could be foreshadowing the future. I want to thank all of you for joining us today. Our senior producer is Samantha Wright. Our associate producer is Hannah Gardosky. I'm Gemma Gaudette. It is Wednesday. Hope you have a good rest of your day. We'll see you tomorrow.